Look, man, this is what infuriates me. Don't you see? So painfully obvious. Why do you think our stock's in the toilet? Because you're cutting research and development in half. You've forgotten what the adventure's all about.
Like it or not, the industry's changing. We need to make some hard choices.
You saved a soundbite for the press.
Let's not relive the stockholders meeting again.
Don't you get it? You're killing me. You're killing my company.
Eurisco is not your company, Brad. Not anymore, and you damn well better grow up and get used to it.
You're gonna regret this.
New paragraph. As I'm sure everyone on the board will agree, Eurisco has to face head-on the realities of an increasingly competitive world. Since the unfortunate departure of Brad Wilczek, I have made certain recommendations which I believe will reposition Eurisco as an industry leader. At the top of this list is the immediate termination of the COS project. Its disastrous performance over the past three quarters and projected losses well into 1994 leave us no other choice. Hello?
At the tone, Eastern Standard Time, 7:35 p.m.
What the hell?
Mulder.
Jerry?
You're Dana Scully, right?
Jerry Lamont.
Jerry and I worked together in violent crimes.
Work together? We talking work together. We were partners.
That's 850, please.
So, Jerry, what are you doing here?
Looking for you. And I'm buying you two lunch.
No, really?
Oh, no, it's on me.
Cause of death was electrocution.
And it wasn't accidental.
It looks like some kind of elaborate booby trap, but we don't know a whole lot more. The building engineer just found him 12 hours ago.
Who's running the investigation?
Either you know Nancy Spiller.
The forensics instructor at the academy? I used to call her the Iron Maiden.
On a good day. Well, anyway, she's putting together the squad, and... well, I took the liberty of mentioning your name.
Look, Jerry, I'd like to help you out, but we're not on general assignment.
because of the X-Files. Look, the truth is I could use a little help on this. I don't want to drop the ball on this one.
You won't drop the ball.
Drake wasn't just a CEO of a Fortune 500 company. He was a good friend of the Attorney General's. Another feather in my cap would be really nice right now, because one I got is looking a little mangy.
Yeah, but Jerry...
Look, I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important.
How come you two went your separate ways?
I'm a pain in the ass to work with.
Seriously?
I'm not a pain in the ass? We had different career goals. Jerry wanted the fifth floor.
And you?
I was gunning for a basement office with no heater windows.
Well, I know where you ended up, with Jerry.
He ran into a little bad luck in Atlanta working hate crimes.
What kind of bad luck?
He misplaced a piece of evidence, bagged and everything, sent it to the cleaners. By the time he got it back, a federal judge had lost both his hands and his right eye.
Uh-huh.
Going up.
Must be for the visually impaired.
How do you like that? A politically correct elevator.
Third floor. Fourth floor.
You okay?
Yeah. What was that?
Yes?
Hello?
Security, who's
this? This is Agent Dana Scully.
Scully, do you have a problem?
Fifth floor. Sixth floor, seventh floor.
Actually, I think everything's
floor,
okay.
Ninth floor,
tenth floor, 11th floor. See here? Someone has tampered with the servo. They switched the ground to the negative so that when he put the key in the lock...
He completed the circuit.
It's fused. Yeah. It takes a lot of juice to melt a steel key.
And to throw a 180-pound man 10 feet.
The servo switch, could it have been moved manually?
We didn't find any prints in the surrounding area.
Sure, it could have been switched manually. But whoever did it would have had to override the COS.
What's the COS?
The central operating system that runs the building. Regulates everything from energy output to the volume of water in each toilet flush.
This is Claude Peterson. He's a building systems engineer. He discovered the body.
If somebody wanted to override the COS, what would they?
Well, first you'd have to break the access codes, which, well, let's just say it wouldn't be easy.
Well, we're going to need a list of all the people with that kind of know-how.
I can tell you right now, it'd be a pretty short list.
Would you be on it?
Me? Hey, look, I'm just a glorified building super. All I do is monitor the system, make sure it's functioning properly. Like when I saw the overload in Mr. Drake's office.
What about the phone lines? Does the COS monitor all phone calls?
Yes, it does. Why?
I'm just wondering.
Okay, look, can I go now?
Okay. Why'd you ask me about the phones?
Phone's off the hook. Maybe Drake was talking to somebody right before he did his Ben Franklin impersonation.
Taught him everything he knows.
Come in.
Past three.
I'm just looking for my profile notes.
Maybe if you cleaned your desk more than once a year.
They were right here, I'm telling you.
Come on, we're late.
Now, there are a couple elements for us to consider here.
Both the statistical rarity of homicidal electrocution and the complexity of the crime indicate a certain devious premeditation. After all, there are much simpler ways of killing someone. All of which leads me to believe that our guy was some kind of sociopathic game player, maybe even a recluse, since he designed a trap not only to avoid detection, but to avoid contact with the victim.
Is that your profile?
Drake's final phone call supports this theory.
At the tone, Eastern Standard Time will be 7:35 p.m.
Drake's estimated time of death.
Why would Drake call for the correct time just before he died?
It was an incoming call from somewhere in the Urisco building itself. Whoever set the trap wanted to make sure that Drake took the bait.
Excellent work, Agent LaManna.
Jerry, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, don't get all bent out of shape.
Jerry, that was my profile.
No, I didn't think you'd mind. Anyway, they were just notes. I filled in the blanks.
Jerry, you went into my office and you stole my work.
Look, you're on this case because I asked you to help me out, and you helped me out. What is the big deal?
What did he say?
He apologized in his own way.
I just got off the phone with Peterson, the systems engineer.
One name, Brad Wilczek.
He said it would be a short list. And it's headline news how much this guy despised Drake.
That just seems too obvious. To kill Drake would be so brazenly egomaniacal.
And fully consistent with Jerry's excellent behavioral profile.
Fully. This is what a 220 IQ and a $400 million severance settlement buys you.
Brad Wilczek? We're with the FBI.
What took you guys so long? Would you mind taking off your shoes? You can divide the computer science industry into two types of people, neat and scruffy.
I take a Benjamin Drake fit into the first category.
Neat people like things neat. They wear nicely pressed suits and work on surface phenomena, things they can understand. Market shares and third quarter profits.
And you had a different vision for the company?
I started Urisco out of my parents' garage. I was 22 years old. I just spent a year following around the Grateful Dead. You know what Urisco means?
That's from the Greek, isn't it? I learn things.
Not exactly. It means I discover things. Unfortunately, Ben Drake wasn't interested in discovery. He's a short-sighted, power-hungry opportunist.
Let me show you something. Smart home.
From this prototype, I have access to every square foot of my house. This place is as safe as Fort Knox and as energy efficient as your average igloo. We were 2 years ahead of Microsoft and Cebus when Drake, in his infinite wisdom, killed the program.
Mr. Wilczek, is this system related to the one in your corporate building?
Variation on a theme.
In your opinion, how many people know the system well enough to override it?
Finally, the bonus question. Not many is the answer.
Could someone have hacked into the system?
Well, not your average phone freak, that's for sure. But there's plenty of kooks out there. Data travelers, electro wizards, techno anarchists. Anything's possible.
Could you have done it?
Of course. I designed the system. That's why you guys are here, isn't it? I'm your logical suspect.
You don't seem too worried.
It's a puzzle, Miss Scully. And scruffy minds like me like puzzles. We enjoy walking down unpredictable avenues of thought, turning new corners. But as a general rule, scruffy minds don't commit murder.
Some see genius as the ability to connect the unconnected, to make juxtapositions, to see relationships where others cannot. Is Brad Wilczek a genius? I don't know. But I do know this for certain. He has a predilection for elaborate game playing, He has an intimate knowledge of the Urisco building, and he has a demonstrable motive for killing Benjamin Drake. The question remains. But if he's so clever, how do we nail him? End of Field Journal, October 24th, 1993.
File opened.
From the outset, I knew that Urisco would expand effectively, not by traditional Western structures, but by employing certain Zen beliefs and other Eastern philosophies.
Give me a second.
Look, I'm here with my hat in my hand. I screwed up. I'm sorry. What more can I say?
All you had to do was ask. I would have helped you with the profile.
You don't know what it's like, Mulder.
What's like?
You heard about Atlanta?
Yeah.
They got me on 6 months probation. I gotta file daily reports like some cherry new agent.
That was bad luck. That could have happened to anybody.
Not to you.
Don't run yourself down, Jerry. You're a good agent. We did some good work together, but...
Let's face it. I was tagging along.
That's not how it was.
How would you know, Mulder? You were too busy dazzling him up there on the high wire.
Mulder, take a look. We borrowed this from the Voice Biometrics Lab at Georgetown. It's a computer spectrogram capable of identifying individual speech patterns. Now, this is the recording the central operating system made of the phone call Drake received just before he died.
At the tone, Eastern Standard Time will be 7:35 p.m.
And this we spliced together from a series of lectures Brad Wilczek gave at the Smithsonian last year.
At the tone, Eastern Standard Time will be 7:35 p.m.
Now we'll stack them.
At the tone, Eastern Standard Time will be 7:35 p.m.
You're saying this is the same person?
I'm saying that both voices are Brad Wilczek's. He may have disguised his voice electronically, but he couldn't alter the form it's unique to his own speech patterns.
Which means that he was the one that killed Drake. He had the motive and the means. And now we have the physical evidence. Judge Benson lives in Washington Heights. I can get a warrant in less than an hour.
Someone has to make sure Wilczek stays put.
I'll go with you.
No. Let me bring him in alone. I need this one, Mulder.
All right.
Damn!
Wilkes.
Going up. Second floor. Third floor. Fourth.
Can I help you?
FBI.
Welcome back, Brad.
You're not equipped with a voice synthesizer. What is my user level?
That is now at the discretion of the operating system.
Going up. Second floor. Third floor. Fourth floor. Fifth floor. Sixth floor. Seventh floor. Eighth floor. Ninth floor. Tenth floor. Eleventh floor. Twelfth floor. 14th floor. 15th floor. 16th floor.
What are you doing?
Sorry. Those commands are not available at your current user level.
Second.
Try again.
23rd floor. 4th floor.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
7th floor. 8th floor. 29th.
I heard about Jerry. I'm sorry.
I don't think Wilczek did it.
What?
It doesn't make sense. Why would he go back to Eurisco?
To destroy evidence, to cover his tracks.
If you were going to destroy evidence, would you pose for the cameras?
Mulder, you've been through a lot. More than I think even you realize.
I think Wilczek is smarter than this.
He just signed a confession. How much proof do you need?
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. This is a crime scene. You're going to have to leave.
Yeah, I know. I ordered the subpoena.
That subpoena's been obviated.
What are you talking about?
Unless you've got a Code 5 clearance, I'm going to have to ask you to turn back.
My better judgment. In the future, I must insist that you respect the terms of our arrangement.
I need to know why Brad Wilczek is the subject of a Code 5 investigation. What the Defense Department wants with him.
What do you think they'd want with the most innovative programmer in this hemisphere?
Software.
For years, Wilczek has thumbed his nose at any contract involving weapons applications. He's a bleeding heart.
What kind of software?
How much do you know about artificial intelligence?
I thought it was only theoretical.
It was. Until 2 years ago. You remember Helsinki, the first time that a chess-playing computer ever beat a grandmaster? That was Wilczek's program. And the rumor was that he did it by developing the first adaptive network.
An adaptive network?
It's a learning machine. A computer that actually thinks. And it's, become something of a holy grail for some of our more inquisitive colleagues in the Department of Defense.
They make me wear shoes all the time. What else do you want from me?
I want you to tell me why you're willing to spend the rest of your life in prison for a crime you didn't commit.
What are you talking about? I'm guilty.
I know you're innocent. You're protecting a machine, the central operating system at Jurisco.
If I'm protecting anything, it's not the machine.
Then what?
After the bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Robert Oppenheimer spent the rest of his life regretting he'd ever glimpsed an atom.
Oppenheimer may have regretted his actions, but he never denied responsibility for them.
He loved the work, Mr. Mulder. His mistake was in sharing it with an immoral government. I won't make the same mistake.
But your machine killed Drake. And it killed my friend.
I'm sorry about what happened. But there's nothing I can do.
And you talk about morality. You're afraid of the government, but you're willing to accept the risk that your machine will kill again.
Lesser of two evils.
What about a third option? You created that machine. Now you tell me how to destroy it. Wilczek can create a virus that will destroy the system.
Mulder, don't you see? Blaming the machine is an alibi, and a bad one.
But it's the only thing that makes sense. The COS project was posting big losses for Jurisco, and Drake was about to terminate the program.
So the machine killed Drake out of self-defense?
Self-preservation. It's the primary instinct of all sentient beings.
Well, that level of artificial intelligence is decades away from being realized.
And why was our government trying to usurp Wilczek's research?
Mulder, I think you're looking for something that isn't there. And I think it has something to do with Jerry. Maybe it wouldn't be such a bad idea if you talked to someone.
You're probably right.
Where are you going?
To talk to someone. How much time do you need?
Special Agent Dana Scully, ID number 2317-616. I need you to run a quick trace on a number for me. Yeah. 202-555-6431. Yeah, that's my number. Somebody's accessing my computer.
Scully, what are you doing here?
Someone or something's been scanning my computer files, tapping my phones. I traced a line. It came from somewhere in there.
It's the machine.
How can we get in?
You remember the Trojan horse? For the element of surprise. What do you say we take the stairs? Same mistake Drake made. There should be a way for you to drop down and open the door.
Thank you.
Come on, Scully. Scully?
Agent Mulder, what are you doing here? Been acting all crazy. Power surges, shutoffs. That's why I'm here so late.
Where's the B port?
Oh, it's right back here. Look, are you sure you know what you're doing? Because if you don't, it's my job on the line.
System access granted. User code level 7.
Now I can put in the virus.
Not bad, Agent Mulder. You know, I've been trying to access the CPU for the past 2 years. Now please, take out your gun and remove the clip. Careful.
Defense Department?
Let's just say our paychecks are signed by the same person. Now give me the diskette and step away from the cops. You don't want to test my resolve, Agent Mulder.
Put down the gun.
Look, you may think you know what you're dealing with, but...
Shut up and drop the gun!
You're making a mistake, Agent Scully. Compromising your sworn duty. This operation is more sensitive than you can possibly imagine.
Don't listen to him.
The technology in this machine is of enormous scientific interest.
The machine's a monster, Scully. It's already killed 2 people. They won't be able to handle it any better than Wilczek did.
Make no mistake. You will be held accountable.
Mulder, put in the disc.
What are you doing, Brad? Don't do this, Brad. Bad command or file name. Sector 7, not the file tone. Bus error standard time. 735, not the hour. 4479.
Insufficient ability by Cannot afford. Exec cannot afford double salaries. Please enter coffee by a dangerous. Unable to jump four. Failure is okay. Insufficient swap. Reproduction of stage on a vision. Failure is zone A. Failure has gone 9 A. Failure has zone 6 A. Brad, why?
Checked with Congressman Klebanon, the Department of Corrections subcommittee. I even petitioned the Attorney General's office.
You won't find him.
They can't just take a man like Brad Wilczek without an explanation.
They can do anything they want.
Where is he?
In the middle of what we in the trade call hard bargaining.
Wilczek won't deal. He'll never work for them.
Loss of freedom does funny things to a man in the memory. Wilczek confessed to 2 murders, and you effectively destroyed the only evidence that could have exonerated him.
What else could I have done?
Nothing, unless you were willing to let the technology survive.
The Department of Defense still hasn't found anything?
They've been on it for 5 days. Wilczek's virus was thorough. Left no trace of the artificial intelligence. The machine is dead.
We pushed the pulse code modulation to the limit. Nothing.
A beadboard crashed.
We've combed the parsing subroutine. Yes, sir, twice. No, sir, still nothing, but I'd like to request...
I did. Find out the subprogramming.
Yes, sir. No, I understand. Yes, sir. 6 more hours before we have to consign the whole damn thing to the metal shredder.
We'll do what we can, sir.
Proximity detectors marked. No capacity.
I can't follow the circuitry at all.
I'm gonna figure this thing out if it kills me.
This.